صل على محمد وآل محمد.
As the caravan set the tents in Karbala, Imam Hussein alayhi salam knew the hardships of his mission and terrible disasters that were to befall him had become clearer. When Ibn Ziyad, Yazid's governor in Kufa, learnt that Hur had brought Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions to Karbala, he sent out Umar ibn Sa'd, the commander of chief, with over 4,000 troops to surround them. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said about Umar ibn Sa'd that he shall be with those who eat up the world with their tongues, like the cow licks the ground. Umar ibn Sa'd was known for his cowardice and fearfulness, his greed for rulership and his lack of faith. Historians all agree that at least 30,000 of Yazid's men also gathered to fight Imam Hussein alayhi salam, while some state that the figure was closer to 80,000 men. This large army was bent on the massacre of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions for the sake of the rewards that Yazid had promised them. In the days that followed, there were several meetings between Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Umar ibn Sa'd. Umar kept on insisting that the only way to stop war was for Imam Hussein alayhi salam to give the oath of allegiance to Yazid. Umar said that once the allegiance was given, all worldly comforts would be at the disposal of Imam alayhi salam. However, Imam alayhi salam remained firm on his stand and replied, "I shall never yield to the one who does not believe in Allah and one who defies him, both by words and actions. I am willing to meet any calamity, but will never surrender truth to falsehood." On the 7th of Muharram, Umar ibn Sa'd received orders to block all sources of supply of water to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. From that day onwards, not a single drop of water was allowed to reach the camp of Imam alayhi salam. The scorching desert sent heat waves everywhere, and the little children began to cry with intense thirst. The brave group of Imam Hussein alayhi salam suffered these tortures with patience as they watched the enormous army that faced them prepare for war.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.